All right, on this Friday morning, I want to continue the discussion about going back to school, which is now just weeks away, and a lot of parents, in fact, according to OutSchool, 60% of them have reservations about sending their children back to school this fall, and joining us right now to discuss how to keep kids engaged if they're not going to be in the classroom, the CEO of OutSchool, Amir Nathu. Amir, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So this was a difficult year for a lot of parents adjusting to online and remote learning just a few months ago, and now they're looking at the start of a new school year right around the corner. What kind of feedback are you getting from parents about the experience that they had and what they're concerned about coming up?
Yeah, you know, at OutSchool, we hear from many, many parents. We've had over 300,000 take classes for their families with us. Some have experienced, you know, incredibly good experiences online. Others have really struggled as, you know, schools were suddenly put in this position where they had to transition to online learning with a few weeks' notice. And, you know, what we see as being the aspect of online learning that make it successful for some families is when the classes are super social and engaging. So when they actually involve kids interacting with each other and a teacher rather than just being, you know, students studying on their own online. And we see it successful when the classes are linked to kids' interests. And so we have classes like Lego engineering or Pokemon biology or learn Spanish by singing Taylor Swift songs in Spanish, along with a whole variety of other topics that really engage kids. And the final ingredient is, you know, small class sizes, because when teachers are just becoming familiar with this technology, it's really important that they're able to give kids personalized attention, help them individually, and we find that classes of between 3 and 10 students really work the best online. And so, you know, with those ingredients, it's possible to have absolutely, you know, amazing experiences with online learning that gives your kids access to so many more topics and teachers than would be available locally.
Well, whatever it takes to spark a child's interest, the idea, whether they're in the classroom or online, is to try to get them to develop a love and a desire for learning. And have you found they can do that online as well as in the classroom?
Absolutely. You know, we see that every day. And with classes starting every hour, we get feedback, you know, every single hour about how kids are engaging in class. And, you know, some parents tell us that they've never seen their kids have so much fun and be so engaged with learning. You know, 95% of our classes have kids joining from different countries. And so, you know, it's not just about the topic being presented, but kids are getting to work with and interact with kids from all over the country and, in fact, other countries. And they make friends, they challenge each other and engage each other in the learning. And they get to work with teachers across the country who they've really found a match with. So it is absolutely possible to develop a love of learning through online.
One of the biggest knocks on online education on platforms like this are that if you enroll your child in something outside of your local school district, your local school district is going to lose money. They worry about the quality of education as well. How do you respond to those arguments against online school?
You know, it's not an either-or choice. And in fact, most of the families on OutSchool also participate in their online school, their local school offerings, and use OutSchool as a supplement and a complement, because especially in these times, schools can't provide the same level of service that they usually do, and so can often only fill part of a kid's day with really engaging topics that move them forward in their learning. So we find that families do both, and they take on the parts of the schoolwork that are working for their kid, and then they supplement with our service, and that's what we see with the majority of families on OutSchool. So, you know, I think it's a reasonable concern, but you know, I would suggest that families don't need to, you know, choose between them, and that in fact the future is going to be hybrids, where people use a combination of, you know, their local school and in-person learning with live online learning where kids are connected with others across the country.
Yeah, do you see a bright future for platforms like OutSchool, even beyond the pandemic? Because we know someday this will be over, or at least we'll learn to live with it. There will be a vaccine, and we won't have as much fear about going back to the classroom. Do you think that online learning platforms will still be relevant then?
Well, we saw incredible growth in interest and usage of online learning even before the current crisis. And, you know, that was driven by, you know, the advantages of being able to connect with teachers and access to a huge variety of topics. And so, you know, we expect that to continue even after the current crisis is over. And this situation is really unfortunate. You know, if there's one silver lining to be taken away, it's that families are closer than ever to their kids' learning and are seeing it directly and are becoming much more familiar with their options. Including online learning options like ours at OutSchool.
All right. Where can we go for more information?
So our website is at outschool.com. Parents can come, and it's free to sign up. And there are more than 50,000 class topics offered by thousands of teachers starting every hour. And some are just, you know, inexpensive one-time classes. Others are more in-depth semester-long courses. So you can really kind of dip in at any hour and jump in and see if this is something that works for your kid.
All right. Check it out, outschool.com. Amir, thanks for your time. Appreciate it very much.